You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
All facts, no fiction. It's Daybreak with Brian and Jamie.
7:06 right now. We hope that your morning is off to a great start. Thank you so much for joining us today on the Civic Media Network. I am Jamie Martinson.
And I'm Brian Nuna. We're glad you're here. We talked about this a little bit yesterday because it's going to affect all of us here in Wisconsin and everybody pretty much, not only in this country, but around the world, the fact that the Strait of Hormuz has effectively been shut down. Now, despite what the president said yesterday, that he's going to have military escorts for ships through there, every economist, everybody who's an expert on the region went, yeah, that's not really
Don't forget
really
private
work.
Insurance.
Yeah.
Private insurance company that will help escort this through and make ensure all of the, it's, you
no.
know,
no.
No,
it's not. Well,
happening.
The Strait, in case you don't know, and you know, some we've all heard. Here's the thing about what once there's a big crisis, we've all heard the terms that we're vaguely familiar with a lot of this, and then it's like, oh, what is that again? The Strait's one of the most important energy corridors in the world. It handles about a quarter of all global oil shipments, 20% of the liquefied natural gas. So, if that is closed down, which it effectively is now, well, you can do the math. You go, well, then. Oil's not getting out, right? Yes. And liquid natural gas not getting out? Yes. So what's that going to do? Jamie, you just saw a headline on CNN. This is what it's going to do if you're going to fill up this weekend.
Yeah. U.S. gas prices, according to CNN, within the last half hour are now at their highest level in 11 months. They shot up another 5 cents a gallon in just the latest readings from the AAA, taking the average price in the United States to $3.25, which, again, is the highest that we've seen in the last year as far as a nationwide average. Obviously,
and as we mentioned yesterday, this is a time of year in Wisconsin and in a lot of places in the Midwest where the gas usually goes up between now and Memorial Day because they're transferring over from winter blend to summer blend. But this that price increase is directly related now to the Strait.
Yeah, and you know, and we've talked about this a little bit over the last few days in sort of a hypothetical, like if this conflict continues, how is this going to affect everything? Well, this isn't hypothetical anymore. We're actually getting the analysis. The experts are actually weighing in. We're actually starting to see some of these jumps already take place because you have to remember that when it comes to the oil and the natural gas, that's going to have a ripple effect because it's going to also make it harder to get everyday goods where they need to be and going to make that more expensive as well. So,
and just on an everyday issue, you know, spring break is coming up.
Right.
Summer vacations are coming up. People are making their plans. And I know, at least for me, sometimes when I'm making plans, I go, well, it'll be cheaper to drive. Mm. Well, I don't know now, but in the same way, jet fuel is going to go up. So everything
it is.
You're not going to, if you want to travel, it's going to cost you more. If you want to get goods from, as Jamie said, anywhere, it's going to cost you more besides the tariffs. Now we're going to add on this. So this is a real world issue now, and it's going to, as hard as it's been for us up to this point, when we're all struggling to get our groceries paid for and everything else, and small businesses are hurting, this is definitely not going to help us at all.
It's not going to help at all. And as a state that relies on their farming community, it's also going to be really difficult for farmers as they get ready for the planting season because this particular route also carries about one third of the world's fertilizer supply, which includes ammonia and sulfur, along with other commodities like aluminum and also sugar. So any sort of prolonged disruption is going to raise prices on other manufactured goods, like clothing, cookware, and even medical equipment because these chains are eventually going to have to tighten up anymore. Now, Iranian military officials warned that any ships attempting to pass through the strait could be targeted effectively, halting any sort of commercial traffic. And then, you know, since we basically govern by Truth Social now in this country, the official statement from the president came out about what some of these risks are going to be and how he's going to negate them, leading back to what you were saying about the Navy and then some sort of insurance policy for these ships as well.
But do you believe any of his, when he analyzes the risk, he didn't realize that Iran was going to retaliate as strongly as they did based on getting bombed. He'd said we didn't get people out because this all happened so fast. he said, well, gas will go up, but it'll come down sometime. Wow. Listen, I'm no economist, Jamie. I don't even play one on TV. I could have told you that. And yeah. I don't have all the experts in the world feeding me information.
Yeah. We've got John over on YouTube saying that groceries and gas is a Democrat hoax. I'm not sure if this is a serious comment or not, because I know I'm paying more at the grocery store when I buy my groceries.
Now, John may be quoting the president, who said affordability is a Democratic hoax. Because, you know, how often does he pull out his wallet and pay for something?
Well, either way, we appreciate the comment.
I hope, John, that you are being facetious, because if you're not, I want to hang, because you obviously have more money than God and you don't care how much groceries cost.
You're shopping at way cheaper places than I am, because if that's the case, if you're finding groceries cheaper than what I'm finding
John
right now.
John does not use the grocery store apps to clip the deals for the week. Which
he does not.
That's my Wednesday ritual, going through, ooh, this is all stuff we need, and it's okay.
Do you remember those
good
shows?
For you, John.
Do you remember those shows on TLC way back in the day, those super cute couponers?
Yes.
I feel like at some point this is where we're going to go, although it's going to be an online version versus you know, the inserts in your local paper.
Did you ever have, Debbie had one of those little file things, and she had it filled with coupons. And you know how often we use those coupons? Never. We would always go, oh, we forgot all the coupons. This way, at least with the apps, I don't have to remember to bring anything with me.
I sit down,
I go through, I clip everything we need, and then I put in my phone number, and it's magic. I get my money off.
It's kind of how I scrapbook, too. I always had everything. I had the best of intentions, and then I actually had to do something with it, and it just never happened. Although my children were adorable, and I would have loved to keep those memories in
box. John weighing in. Texting did not translate his sarcasm.
Good.
See, you're right, John, and thank you for getting... Thank you for getting back in touch to clarify and clear your name.
Yes.
Because we were
worried.
Now
that,
I still want to hang with you, John, but now I know you can't pick up the tab. So
we were worried that you had secrets. We did not. We were clipping coupons on our phones for no reason at all. Now, interestingly enough, when it comes to the president's proclamation that, you know, there'll be Navy ships going through the Strait, bringing these goods. U.S. forces have already reportedly targeted Iranian naval assets to weaken Iran's control over the waterway. So now we're starting to look at the president saying things that might not necessarily be true or work or it. I mean, are we calling this a war? I mean, if I knew what I was actually calling this at this point, that would also help my case.
If it looks like a duck, sounds like a duck, walks like a duck. Yes, it's a war.
Okay.
They're saying, now Lindsey Graham and others are saying, no, that's why we can vote against the War Powers Act, because it's not a war, it's a military action. All right, parse your words. But back to what you were saying about the warships and sinking.
Mm-hmm.
That goes back to, you know, we did sink a warship.
We did.
And now Iran is claiming that they are saying that was a war crime,
mm-hmm,
and an atrocity at sea, as we mentioned earlier in the program. And they put out a statement earlier that they are calling for the president's blood.
Yes.
So the plan is not working. And, Jamie, it is not resonating, as you can imagine, with the American people.
No, and whatever we're calling this, it is escalating, right? We're talking right now, mm-hmm, about shipping lanes being shut down, oil prices climbing, global trade is starting to feel the pressure right now as well. So whether it is a conflict, whether it's a war, the economic pain isn't going to stay overseas. It's not going to stay in the Middle East. It's going to show up right here at our own doorstep. Now, energy analysts warned that if the shutdown lasts more than a few weeks, the global oil prices could climb to a triple-digit territory similar to past energy crises. And you're right.
Thanks, Biden.
Yeah. At some point, you're going to have to not be... I mean, he hasn't been in office for over a year. You're going to have to take some responsibility at some point. And you're right. Most voters, in fact, 54% of them, according to new polling, disapprove of how the president and the administration is handling this conflict with Iran. 52% say that the U.S. should not have taken any sort of military action. 41% currently support these strikes. And as you can imagine, Brian, this is very much along party lines, right? 89%.
That doesn't shock me.
No, 89% of Democrats and 58% of independents oppose these strikes. 77% of Republicans support the military action. And when you break it down even further, according to polls, and you look just within the Republican Party, 90% of the MAGA associated Republicans support the strikes compared to 54% of the non-MAGA Republicans. So
that doesn't surprise me. It's anything fearless leader says we must support. The fact that he has not really made a clear and concise case for why we're there is disturbing.
Yes.
On many levels. If you can make the case, because we've seen there was not an imminent threat. We could say he felt that, he believed that sometime Iran would attack us. But there was nothing, the intelligence community, nobody said there was something imminent. The fact that Israel wanted this is a sticking point for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you saw the footage of the Marine that was dragged out of the Congress yesterday. They broke his arm. He was in full uniform. It was protesting. He said, we don't want to die for Israel, which, listen, that's fine. There was no attack.
No, there was no attack. And when they say imminent threat, this is where I think we have to continue to question and remember that words matter, because imminent means immediately. Like this was something we knew was coming very soon. They had been given some sort of guidance that there was going to be some sort of missile launch. 47 years. The imminent threat has been a part of the Iranians' goal. Those are how long the threats, the nuclear program has been building, 47 years. Now, I was an
Jamie, time is about to run out.
I was an English major, so imminent, and my definition of imminent and what the dictionary tells me is the definition of imminent is obviously not the same definition that this particular administration was using when it came to Iran. We're also starting at this point, too, when it comes to the economy. I think this is the scary part, because the global economy is starting to feel it. The Asian markets have been very up and down over the last couple of days. If you're somebody who likes to watch the markets, we're also starting to see the up and down of the European markets. And at some point, we also have to acknowledge the fact that any threat of trust that we might have had with any sort of ally, and we know that that trust was waning thin already, it's gone. It's gone, because now we're jeopardizing their economies as well.
Yeah. And again, if you can justify it, if there is concrete reasoning behind these actions, that's one thing. When we cannot get one concise answer, everybody's saying something different, and then we're trying to wrap it in a holy war. We're getting it. It doesn't make sense, and it doesn't instill trust, not only, as you said, from our allies, but more importantly, here at home.
Yeah.
When people are struggling right here, we have more than enough going on here. Nobody is saying that regime needed to stay in power, but why now? Why now? That's the big question that cannot or will not be answered by this administration, because it appears there is no answer.
Yeah. And that's the scary part. When you have no answer, people are going to start asking the hard questions. It is 7:19 right now. You are listening to Daybreak. I am Jamie Martinson.
And I'm Brian Noonan. We'll take a little breather with Swiper Stay. Not Wiper Stay. That's on Friday. Swiper Stay next on the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
7:22 right now. We hope that your morning is going well. Some light rain falling in Madison. But some much warmer temperatures coming our way over the weekend in the next few days. So I can definitely deal with that. It is time for Swipe or Stay. We're excited. We get to talk about something that is not politics for just a few moments. And we are so glad to have our producer, Frank, joining us. Good morning. How are you today?
I'm good, guys. It's always good when I can start off the segment by watching Brian do a little salsa in his.
I love a little dance, friend. The Swipe or Stay theme gets me moving, gets me happy, because I'm waiting to hear if you really enunciate today so we don't have the confusion we had yesterday.
Yes, welcome to Swipe
there we go.
Or Stay.
Wipe or Tay is a completely different thing.
Wipe or Tay is very different. Today is Swipe or Stay. I'm going to read some pop culture headlines for Brian and Jamie. They're going to have to decide whether they want to swipe on to the next one or stay and chat about the one I talked about. In the event of a tie, Parker Olsen will be the tiebreaker. Let's move on to story number one. A celeb files a petition to prevent the release of their arrest footage.
Ooh. I know this story. I want to stay.
Stay.
Justin Timberlake, back in the news, is trying to prevent the release of the body cam footage of his 2024 DUI arrest. The pop superstar's attorneys argue that the 8 hours of footage encroaches
eight on... 8 hours?
8 hours?
8 hours, Brian.
How do you get arrested for 8 hours?
Well, it's the whole process, right?
Dude, when you're bringing sexy back, it takes a while.
I was going to say that the fact that at some point when you bring in somebody like Justin Timberlake, you're going to roll on every moment of that just in case somebody sneezes in the wrong direction, right? Because you're not going to be held accountable for that. So 8 hours. Wow.
His attorneys say it encroaches on areas of his life and emotional state at the time of the incident. Now, my favorite part of that whole episode was when he told the cop, this is going to ruin the tour.
What tour?
The world tour.
Oh.
The tour that he ended
up
canceling.
The world tour.
The tour.
World tour.
Was that the same tour he ended up basically canceling or just not having shows because the ticket sales were so bad? I'm pretty sure that was the same one.
But I remember he had a show coming up in Chicago, and people were not sure if he was going to make it to that Chicago show. He did end up showing up.
This is what happens when law enforcement is just out of puberty. It doesn't know the old-timey superstars. Doesn't recognize a Justin Timberlake.
Right. But it's Justin I thought Justin Timberlake would be recognizable enough, right?
But if he's hammered and wearing a hat and he's, you know.
Justin Parker. I know. If you pulled over, if Justin Timberlake walked into the studio right now, would you know who it was?
I'm just going to double check here and make
sure. I'm going to double check.
Because I'm not sure I would. No, I would have no idea. No.
Really?
Good Lord.
See?
Genuinely no idea.
All right.
If Deputy Parker was on the scene, he'd be the same way, and I would have the world tour. And once you have to do the do you know who I am,
yeah.
That's got to be humiliating to a Justin Timberlake.
That whole period of Timberlake's life there when this incident happened, I think, is one of those moments he would like to take back in time. It was not pretty for Justin Timberlake during this arrest period.
It was rough. All right, we're swiping on to the next one. An award-winning show is set to end.
Is it something I watch? I don't know.
I'll say swipe.
Parker, you get to be the tiebreaker.
I'm swiping.
All right, we're swiping.
I've noticed when it comes to tiebreakers, Parker always sides with Jamie.
Do I?
I'm just saying. Go ahead. Yeah.
He knows who writes the checks, Brian.
That's true.
He knows. Don't bite the hand
that
feeds.
It's not
Jamie's a suit.
All right. For you Wisconsiners out there, Aaron Rodgers is back in the news.
Do we have to? All right. Stay. Stay.
Brian?
He always entertains me.
I'm so glad we stayed on this one. So Aaron Rodgers is making some not safe for work headlines.
Ooh.
He made an appearance on the only show he makes an appearance on, the Pat McAfee Show, talking about his future. He did confirm that he is still working out. And this is a quote. I want to look good. I want my wife to me all the time.
Huh.
That was his reasoning for working out. He is not confirming or denying if he'll return to play this next season in Pittsburgh. Especially,
has anybody confirmed the existence of this wife?
Her name is Brittany. That's all we know.
I know. She's from Canada.
Saw that she moved over the pond or something.
There are bloggers in the world who did did way more research than needed to be done on this, but they confirmed that she is real.
Allegedly.
You're right. Allegedly. It's like the Epstein files. It's alleged. But anyway. Yeah.
All right. Listen, good luck to him.
Good luck to her if she exists.
He's working out.
I know. Listen, it doesn't work, Aaron. Anyway, good luck to you. Good luck.
Meanwhile, I work out so my shirts fit.
That's true.
All right, we're swiping on to the next one. How much time do I have, Parker?
Probably about 20. A minute.
Oh, we're good. Legendary musician is retiring from touring.
I never believe these stories. I swipe.
Swipe.
Okay.
Everybody retires and then they go on 87 years of farewell tours.
Yeah.
We say goodbye to a football Hall of Famer.
I'm going to stay because I know this story.
We are staying, and this will wrap us up. Legendary sports hero and coach Lou Holtz sadly passed away yesterday at the age of 89. Wow. Family announced in a statement, Holtz is remembered for his enduring values of faith, family, service, and an unwavering belief in the potential of others. His influence extended far beyond the football field through the Holtz Charitable Foundation and the many players, colleagues, and communities shaped by his leadership. He's most remembered for leading Notre Dame to an undefeated season in 1988, winning the school's 11th national championship. And if you haven't seen Frank Caliendo's impression of Lou Holtz reading Silent Night, it's great.
Well, that's Swiper Stay. Thank you, Frank. Another stellar edition of Swiper Stay. Wisconsin cooling off before you can become a lobbyist next on Daybreak in the Civic.
Wide Impact. It's Daybreak with Brian and Jamie.
It's 7:35 right now. If you are in Wisconsin Rapids listening on WFHR, in La Crosse listening on WLCX, or in Appleton and Oshkosh listening on WISS, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It is the Civic Media Network. I'm Jamie Martinson.
And I'm Brian Noonan. You can always get a hold of us, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Jimmy, you said there's a new text. I'm not seeing it,
but I believe you. We do have a new text. Somebody texted in, no name associated this one, talking about how, going back to a conversation we were having about the court systems and the divide in the current government, how we can thank Scott Walker and the Republicans for why the Wisconsin Supreme Court campaigns have changed. This person asked, have you forgotten Elon Musk and his antics and millions of dollars with the last Supreme Court election? Oh, absolutely not. It was repulsive on both sides of the aisle because both candidates took in millions of dollars from outside sources.
We mentioned that. We mentioned that at the beginning of our conversation. All that money coming in is no good.
This person goes on to say, this texter says, I'm glad I wasn't drinking coffee when I heard your comment about the U.S. Supreme Court regarding the tariffs. It's obvious you haven't paid attention to their other rulings, which overwhelmingly benefit the rich and powerful with little to no constitutional support for their decisions. I can agree with their decision on tariffs and think they did the right thing, and also disagree with most of their other rulings based on the fact that there's dark money floating into politics.
I love our listeners, and I am grateful for our listeners. Mm-hmm. I implore our listeners to actually listen. Just because we said that they changed their tune and supported
on one issue,
and even when they did that, we talked about how it was such a shock because they normally don't do that,
right?
Folks, I do this too. Sometimes I hear what I want to hear. Sometimes I think I've heard something that doesn't happen. Mostly it's voices in my head, but I'm getting that checked out. So don't worry about that part of this story. Worry about the fact that before you come at anybody, I mean, we're an easy target. You come at us all you want. But before you come at anybody, make sure you're coming at them for the right reason. Mm-hmm. If you honestly believe, after listening to this show, even for 5 minutes, that we are for all the rulings that the Supreme Court has passed in favor of conservative policies, you're really not paying attention. And you weren't paying attention when we mentioned the Supreme Court. And also, if you can't look at one win
right.
and say, yes, that one win, we got it. That's a good day. Just like what the other day when we were talking about Tom Tillis and John Kennedy. I don't agree with
anything.
Well, up until yesterday, 100%. But then when they went after Kristi Noem, they made good points. Does that excuse, in my mind, everything they've done up to this point? Absolutely not. But sometimes take the win.
I'll still acknowledge
that. You can
that,
just take it.
And I'll also acknowledge that even during that testimony, they were still praising the president, right? Even during
yes,
that testimony and their, those
course.
Back and forth. So, but at the same time, they're actually calling out the hypocrisy where they see it and calling out people who aren't doing their job for what it is. And I'll take that in that moment because, you know what? And especially in this administration, Brian, you take
yes,
the wins where you get them.
And I know, you know, this goes against everything. If you're reading the How to Do Radio handbook, this was probably not in there. Don't completely address texting and calls and stuff. But we have to sometimes because we're a relatively
yeah.
new show, and so we're trying to let you know where we're coming from so that you can stick with us for a long time. We want to be here for a long time. We want you to be here for a long time. But you know, and while you can disagree with us, at least come correct.
Yes. Yes, and we want to hear it when you disagree with us as
sure.
well, and we also want to hear it when you need to correct us because we're not always right about things, and we're okay with that too.
But this is not in this case.
Right.
We did not forgive the Supreme
no.
Court.
No, in fact, there are multiple conversations we could have in a longer form about the Supreme Court and how it needs to be basically revamped, but it's not going to happen under this administration.
No, because right now we must talk about a Wisconsin
yes.
bill that is introduced that I think is a good move and goes to what we all talk about is trying to get all this money out of politics. A bill was introduced just before the assembly went on vacation. I mean, adjourned. it was aimed to institute a year-long, quote-unquote, cooling off period for legislators before they can work as lobbyists. Ah.
I love this.
Its sponsors plan to introduce it again next year. This is the fourth time in 10 years
yeah.
that this has come up. The fourth time. And basically, it's to keep
yes.
people while they're in office from being swayed or focusing on maybe getting a job after with a lobbying firm because lobbyists make a lot more money than assembly members.
They do. And this legislation is being led by a Democratic state representative, Mike Baer from Verona, and also State Senator Sarah Kieske from Lodi. 17 Democrats and 2 Republicans have signed on as co-sponsors. But as you mentioned, fourth time in 10 years, in 2016, 2018, yeah. and 2020, this was also brought into to the legislature. They're going to re-up this again in 2027. So the question that I then become... that I then have is what do the Republicans not want about this? Because it's been brought by Democrats every single time. So why would they be so frightened about this particular bill? 34 other states have a version of this cooling off or revolving door law, as it is also sometimes called. In fact, a lot of states require the one-year ban. Others go even further with two-year restrictions. A few states limit lobbying for the remainder of a lawmaker's term. But the point to all of that is it's essentially to make sure our elected officials are doing their jobs for the voters, not quietly lining up for their next payday. And
yeah.
that's where some of these legislators are going to have a problem on the state level. 34 states, though, Wisconsin has no rule whatsoever.
Well, and a year is nothing.
No.
You know, if you've made your mark as a legislator until you retire or are, you know, voted out, a year from then, your name is still going to be recognized. You're still going to have the same sway
right.
over people that you had when you retired. It's one less distraction. We complain all the time about the assembly gaveling out for 9 months. Imagine your representative is in, but they're really aligning themselves with lobbyists. They're looking past. We've all been at a party where we're talking to somebody, but they're looking past us to see who else
mm-hmm.
is in the room. That's what these legislators are doing when they're looking for their next gig and their next paycheck. They're not focused on what they should be doing. They're focused on, once again, how they can enrich themselves. And this is not a Republican
right.
or Democrat issue. This is a statewide issue. And, you know, I don't hold out hope
right.
for this bill when it comes up next
Not
year.
Not Wisconsin. No.
Not in Wisconsin because... You know,
not as divided as we still are, because let's be realistic, even though the new maps have made a dent in the majority for the Republicans, they still are very much in control of what happens in the House and the Senate. Mark from Prairie du Sac chiming in this morning on text saying the Republican Assembly and Senate getting paid with health care and pension payments made on their behalf. And I think that goes for multiple layers all the way up to the national level. If you want to chime in this morning, 1-855-752-4842, 1-855-75-CIVIC. Now, supporters of this particular bill for the cooling off period say that the goal is just what we've been talking about, to make sure that lawmakers are focused on representing the constituents, not building relationships with lobbyists or future employers while they're still in office. Because let's be realistic, during this 9-month period, they could be doing that right now. They could be going out and finding their next payday while they're on vacation.
Oh, you know some of them are meeting with different lobbying groups or different special interests. And like you said, line it up. Oh, what are you guys, you know, and these lobbying or these special interest groups are not stupid either. They're the ones courting these legislators.
Of course.
They say, hey, what can we offer you? Maybe there's a lunch. Maybe there's a dinner. It's all above board.
They help usher in that policy. They help usher in what they want to see happen in the state. Now, this, as I mentioned, this bill is being led by Mike Baer of Verona. He was actually a lobbyist in a previous life, right? He says that lawmakers should not be seeking job offers or campaign support from lobbyists that could influence their decision. And this proposal is being modeled after the federal rules, which actually requires former members of the U.S. House to wait 1 year before they can lobby and former senators to wait 2 years. Wisconsin already places restrictions on many other public officials becoming lobbyists immediately after they leave government. State legislators, though, wrote themselves out of those restrictions, creating a loophole. Imagine
I love the loopholes.
That.
It's good for you, not good for us. Don't do as we do as we say. So, yes, you cannot lobby. Me, what?
No.
A brother got to get paid. I'm gonna lobby if I need to.
I mean, if this is the type of rule that's working in dozens of other states, there's no reason why it can't work here in Wisconsin, which, again, makes me just wonder why have we never done anything in 10 years? Here's what I am going to say. There is a connection to this as well. I do want everybody to remember that Robin Voss became Speaker 13 years ago, and for 10 of those 13 years, we've been trying to pass this type of legislation.
What are you saying, Jamie?
Well, I'm going to say that he has had that GOP in this state in lockstep for multiple years, and we're starting to see some of those things come to fruition as we talk about loopholes.
Lobbyists get a bad rap, and for good reason. I have intimate knowledge of someone who was a lobbyist for a long time, and when I would speak with them about things they were doing, politics is a filthy game anyway. We all know that.
Yeah.
But lobbying is,
it's in the trenches.
Lobbying is a whole other level of filth.
It's like a down and dirty type of politics that if you think what happens on the outface of politics is bad, if you're appalled by what is reported in the news that we're allowed to hear and see, you ain't seen nothing until you've seen what that lobbying world looks like.
You've had experience with this as I have. Get involved with a campaign. Like the inner, not as a volunteer, like phone bank volunteer, you don't see it. But when you're the inner workings of a campaign, you're like, oh my God, I think everybody who thinks it's business as usual should have to see this because you'd go, oh, this is not how I want my system to be run.
Right.
This is not how I want candidates to be chosen. This is not who I want to be or be a part of. It's insane. So when you have people who already have a lot of power, like an assembly member, to give them another avenue for unlimited access and unlimited power without any cooling off period is a little irresponsible.
Right. You know, and right now, if someone leaves office, whether that's because they decide to retire, they lose an election, or they just decide not to run again, they should absolutely be free to pursue whatever career they want.
Yes, these are
obviously experienced, professional, educated people who deserve also to earn a living. But a short pause before turning around and lobbying the same government that you just served, that is not an unreasonable ask. And if anything, that actually helps protect the trust that we have in the government system. And again, it also goes back to the sort of transparency that we are asking for from our electeds so that we have government that works for everybody, especially when we're putting these people into office because of the vote. And that's what I keep going back to in the back of my mind, is that this is a transparency issue at all levels of government, right? And don't give me your loopholes. Don't give me your loopholes. I don't like a loophole. I'm not going to play that game.
You ever notice how loopholes don't benefit us, like regular folks? There's not a lot of tax loopholes for you and I.
No.
There's not a lot of political loopholes for you and I.
Unfortunately.
I would. Listen, hemp. Hemp is under attack again from the federal government, and Governor Evers says this is going to hurt Wisconsin. How? Why? The devil's salad under attack again? We don't like it. It's Daybreak. I'm Brian Dooney.
I'm Jamie Martin. It's 7:48 on the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Lake Superior to Lake Michigan. This is Wisconsin's Morning Conversation. Daybreak with Brian and Jamie.
7:52 right now. We are glad that you're joining us on the Civic Media Network. I am Jamie Martinson.
And I'm Brian Noonan. Remember, at 8 o'clock, if you are listening on WMDX here in Madison, you will be going to the Stephanie Miller Show. Everybody else on the network, you get to stay with us. But if you're in Madison and feeling a little FOMO, you don't want to miss out on the last hour of Daybreak. We have fantastic guests and conversation. You can always listen on the Civic Media app. It is free. That's cheap at twice the price. And so you could go there, you can listen to us, and then you can listen to Nightlight. You can listen to all the shows on the network, and you can listen to the fine musical selections at the stations around Civic Media. So just download that app. It's easy. It works. I've tried it. I've told people about it. I am a boy, I love to just tell people about the app. That's all I do.
I love that. And I love to remind people that we've got a Facebook page, Daybreak with Brian and Jamie. If you love the content that you hear and want to find out more about us, we would love for you to go over there and, you know, give the page a follow. We're also on Instagram now as well. We feel fancy over here.
We are. We are big time in it all over. This is national. So if you're a fan of hemp or cannabis, you always are wondering why Wisconsin will not legalize it, and that's a separate argument. But now the federal government has made some new regulations that Governor Evers is not happy about. He's urging the congressional delegation to stall the looming federal hemp ban for 2 years, a move he says is critical to protect not only 3,500 jobs, but $700 million in economic output. That, he said, that was in a letter dated February 27th that he shared with the public on Tuesday. Basically, Congress approved a provision that was in this funding bill that they did in November. It dramatically reduced the total THC in hemp to 0.4 milligrams per container. Goes into effect in November 2026. Now, if you are a cannabis enthusiast, if you know a lot about hemp, you'll know what that means. A lot of us are still not exact measurements and the dosage and stuff, but just on the surface, a lot of jobs, a lot of money, and a lot of worry amongst the people in Wisconsin who are in the hemp and cannabis business.
Absolutely. And the sudden change in hemp will significantly affect about 470 federally licensed hemp growers right here in the state, according to Evers' letter noting that farmers are really the backbone of Wisconsin. Now, under current law, the amount of Delta-9 THC, which is the compound in marijuana that, you know, makes users feel that high, in hemp is restricted to just trace amounts. With this federal,
can I correct myself
yes,
real quick,
please.
Jamie? I know hemp and cannabis are two different things. Before the texts start rolling in from somebody who woke and boke or
yes,
waked and
yes.
baked, I do know the difference.
So with this, well, thank you for the distinction this morning. We want to make sure that we talk about the appropriate things here on Civic Media. With this federal law, though, there would be no set limits on other intoxicating compounds in hemp, like Delta 8, THCP regulations guaranteeing, and HCC. So for the past 7 years, these products have flooded stores mm-hmm. throughout the state. There's not been any sort of regulation on them. It doesn't guarantee quality. It doesn't guarantee safety. And Wisconsin Republicans and Democrats have introduced proposals to preserve the hemp industry and also regulate it before November, but none of those passed, as you can imagine, during this legislative session. Now, there are a couple bills proposed right now. In fact, one of them has been stalled with a little momentum behind it. This was brought by the former president of the Tavern League of Wisconsin. He is a Republican from Rhinelander. He proposed regulating hemp like alcohol. Now, this particular bill would set up a three-tiered system for hemp where manufacturers, distributors, and also retailers would all be required to hold licenses from the Department of Revenue. Now, some kind of regulation probably makes sense. I don't know a lot about the hemp industry. But what businesses are asking for and what the government is asking for is essentially a 2-year delay so the states can figure out how to regulate the industry and instead of wiping it out all overnight. Because right now, if nothing changes, a lot of these businesses are going to have to simply close their doors. And as the governor rightly points out, Brian, that's just another hit to the farming industry here in Wisconsin. And the farming industry has taken a lot of hits throughout the state and across the nation.
And a stall is not a cancellation. So you can, even if Representative Swearingen, who is a Republican from Rhinelander, even if you're pushing for a different kind of regulation, that can, okay, let's investigate it. Let's see what's going on. Maybe it leads to cannabis being legalized and then everything is regulated in different ways. Anyway, the Tavern League, I understand to a point their hesitancy with legalizing cannabis and also regulating hemp. People's drinking habits do change, but I honestly don't believe that is going to be an issue here in Wisconsin, where the drinking culture is so strong.
Mm-hmm.
People are already, let's be honest, people are already using this Delta 8 stuff. And as you mentioned, it is not regulated. And it is, I've talked to experts on this before and covered this last year. There were big exposés mm-hmm. on the safety of all this stuff. Not good. So a pause for 2 years to save a big chunk of Wisconsin's economy and perhaps then increase it down the road makes a whole lot more sense than blindly following these new federal regulations and destroying this. If you are truly somebody who wants to represent the people, take the 2-year pause.
Yeah. And
investigate.
This feels like a little bit of a mess right now, especially in Wisconsin, because Democrats and Republicans, I mean, the bill we're talking about from the Tavern League is not the only bill that was was brought to the floor this year. So both Democrats and Republicans have introduced these bills, but obviously none of them passed. So now we just sit in this weird limbo where we're looking at businesses and jobs potentially drying up because the government needs a little bit more regulation.
And that is a buzzkill.
It is a buzzkill. It is 7:59 right now. You are listening to Daybreak.
I'm Brian Noonan. She's Jamie Martinson. This is the Civic Media Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.